Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in today. As my guest across the way is Dave Parker. He is the operator of Wayne County Speedway, right? Wayne County Raceway? Is that what you're calling it, Dave?
Wayne County Speedway.
Wayne County Speedway.
Promoter.
Okay, now what exactly does that mean you do? What do you do? That means you get people to come as race as well as watch it, right?
Yes, yeah. I just kind of put the show together and where it's not just me. I mean, there's other people behind the scenes with Stringer and the track. We all kind of pull together.
Last year, it didn't seem like they had all that many races, did they?
No, just one.
Just one race last year? Tell me, Dave, introduce yourself to everybody first, and then I'll ask about the racing. Tell everybody who your family is and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm David Parker. Dean Parker is my dad. Mm-hmm. Sue Parker was my mother. She's passed away June 10th of last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was just relatively recent, but now that you mentioned June of last year, I guess that's not as recent as I thought.
It seems like it's recent.
Yeah, though. I'll bet.
And I'm sure everybody knows my Aunt Ann, Theo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's pretty popular over here.
She's all over the place.
Yeah, she is.
And your wife and kids?
Amber. She's formerly Amber Miller from McLeansboro.
Okay.
And I've got three children, Eric, Sonny, and Michaela. Amber has three children, Ashton, Landon, and Callie Joe.
You had to remember. You had to try to sit there and think and remember the name, didn't you?
I had to pronounce Landon's right because it's Landon, not Landon.
Landon, not Landon. Yeah. Landon. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, now that we have all that cleared, I can only assume the running, putting the speedway back together, getting it running again. On a more regular basis than it had been. I can only assume that you got everybody involved, don't you?
Pretty well, yeah.
Yeah. What exactly do other people do? What's Dean doing? Do you have Dean involved?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's always took care of the racing surface and the grounds.
Oh, really?
Even when it was club-owned.
Yeah.
Ever since 1992, 93.
Yeah, that's amazing to me that Speedway has been there for 20 years now.
It has been there
over
a long time.
24, 25 years. How much work is it to take care of it? Does it matter when it rains more, or how much work is the surface?
Absolutely, yeah. Dad knows that dirt.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wayne County's dirt is different than most places' dirt.
Yeah, it's a little brighter.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of topsoil in our track. The club hauled in a bunch of clay years ago.
Uh-huh.
But, it makes a big difference on how much rain you get earlier, whether you've cut it open or whether it's just sitting there ready to be cut open. If he's already got it ready to race on and it sprinkles a little bit, or whether it rains hard, there's a lot of factors in getting it just right.
How much? Yeah, that's a question. That's a good question. I have never really considered how much work would go into making sure a track is right for vehicles, because you don't want it to be. You don't want it to be as soft as a horse track or something like that, do you?
No, you don't want it soft and you don't want it hard. If it gets hard and slick, then they just skate all over the place. It's like grease. And if you get it too wet, well, then when they start going in the corners, the dirt will push up and you'll get a hole and it gets rough.
You'll get a hole and then you'll have a bad spot that you have to repair. And repairing's no fun either.
Once you get a bad spot in the track, it's really, really hard to get it worked out.
I imagine that it is. How much time does Dean spend on that?
He'll start watering it probably Wednesday, maybe Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
He'll put water on it every evening, sometimes in the morning, throughout the day. And then he'll probably start actually working it maybe Friday afternoon until dark. And then water it good, and then he'll be up there pretty well all day Saturday.
No kidding. Tell me your experience in racing.
Well, I started
When did
out,
you start?
I started out with a go-kart. I just bought it for fun.
Oh, really?
And me and a friend of mine bought his, so I went and bought one, and we raced around the streets in Wayne City.
Nice.
Richard Wood thought it was okay for a little while.
Yeah, that's nice for just a few. You know, yeah, sure.
That was probably back in 88 or 89.
Well, I was going to say, that was probably... Was that before the Mayor Choate might have? Would Mayor Choate have put his foot down eventually on something?
Oh,
like
that? I don't know. We was pretty respectable about it. We didn't do it at night, and we waited till church was out. It was usually Sunday afternoon.
Well, that's good. That is respectable. That is respectable. I've seen that thing going up and down the road. There are those things. Okay, so you started doing that. When did you start getting a little bit more organized?
Oh, I'd say probably they built that track in 92. A friend of Dad's put me in a sprint car in 94. And then Dad had a friend that lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he bought one of his cars, and I started running the modified midgets.
Okay. Sprint car is going to be one of the bigger cars than the modified midgets, right?
Yes, a full-size sprint car. Ours is like mini sprints.
Yeah.
They've got mine had a 600cc motorcycle engine on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
155 horses.
Those are like the square ones, the square vehicles with the wings on?
Yeah.
With the wings on the back?
Yeah, wing on the top and a wing on the front end on the nose.
Yeah. Okay, so now the mini sprints have run out there most of the years that they've run that place,
most of
right?
the time, yeah. That's what the track was put there for.
When did they do the midgets? When did they run the midgets out there? Have they done much of that?
Yeah, when Doug bought the track, he started running a few sprint cars, then some midgets, and then he lost one of his, I don't know if Jason Leffler was one of his drivers or one of his corporate drivers, but when Jason Leffler got killed.
That was out in Pennsylvania, right?
I think so, yeah. Then he puts on this memorial race every year for Jason's little boy.
And, oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I presumed the money went to the family, but I didn't know what Jason Leffler left us with. A little boy, huh?
When Jason passed away, the boy was 10 years old.
Is that right?
Doug and People's National Bank set up a benevolent trust fund in Charlie Dean's name. That was Jason's boy.
Oh, that's pretty cool. They've been doing that for a few years now.
I think this year will be the fourth year.
How about that?
And it's the largest paying sprint car race in the nation. It's $20,000 to win.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that'll be later on this summer too, right?
October 20th.
Later on this fall. They've had a lot of success with that race, haven't they?
That's a big race.
He gets big crowds for that, doesn't he?
Well, huge. Last year, I think they flew in, I know, at least 7 or 8, if not more, VIPs in a helicopter.
Really?
Yeah.
Who counts as a VIP in I know with Leffler, I think they were bringing in big NASCAR type of drivers, weren't they?
There was some big drivers. I don't know if they was NASCAR, if they was USAC or Nationwide.
Yeah,
they's all up on the sky deck. You know, he's got a big deck.
They didn't. They didn't. He didn't invite you up there, Dave.
Well, I went up there, but I didn't bother. I let him watch the race.
I can understand. We're going to talk. I tell you what, I've got Dave Parker here. We're going to of Wayne County Raceway. I keep calling it a raceway. It's a speedway.
Speedway.
Wayne County Speedway.
Same thing.
When? What made you decide to switch to this year to the go karts?
I really don't know. The track just sits there all year.
Yeah.
And Doug really wants something going on.
Wants something going on it, right?
And he is a very busy individual. The way I understand it, and I could be wrong.
Now we're talking about Doug.
Doug Stringer.
Doug Stringer. That's
Stringer
right.
Motorsports. Stringer Creative.
Down in McLeansboro.
Benton.
He's got for folks who don't keep up. He's got drag racing. He's got a like Formula One, right?
He owns a Top Fuel Dragster.
Top Fuel Dragster. That's
and he
right.
takes care of all of the, I don't know what you call it, Great Clips. Sponsors a lot of racing.
Yeah.
And I think Doug coordinates that and handles all of that, all those promotions for Great Clips.
Okay.
And, of course, there's other companies in there, but Great Clips is his big one.
Oh, okay. All right. So he had been running the midgets, and he had been running some of the sprint a little bit. But go-karts, you have more, since that's what you started, was it a nostalgia thing, you think?
Not really. It was just a lot of tracks away from here run go-karts. There's not very many tracks here that run them.
Really?
Philip Hopkins down at Belle Rive, he's got a little track out by his shop. He runs every Friday night.
Oh, he does? Okay.
He's been there since the 70s. A lot of people don't even know about it. He don't really advertise that much. And they wanted something, I guess something different, but yet simple.
Yeah.
They don't know go-karts. There's nothing simple about any racing. Racing's racing. Don't
I was
matter how big
say,
the car
there's
is.
Nothing simple about it.
Doesn't matter how big the car is.
You're doing the same. It all involves. You got to. You You got to have referees. You got to have inspectors. You got to have all kinds of things.
Yeah, the main thing.
Got to keep the track nice.
The main thing is treat all the racers the same.
Yeah.
Don't try to keep them happy, but if you do things fairly and equally, they'll be happy.
Yeah.
We raced on the 11th, and in all the years I've raced, I don't think I've ever been to a race that somebody didn't get mad or want to kill you.
Yeah.
Or argue or complain. And
yeah. It's just kind of the nature of the beast, really.
Really. I was so humbled on the 11th. Everybody left there happy.
Is that right?
They threw so many compliments at me and my crew. And I got a handful of people that's never had anything to do with racing before.
Sure.
They've never put cars in staging. They've never flagged a corner. And these guys, I mean, they pulled it off.
How about that?
With no problems at all.
I got Dave Parker here. We're talking about the Wayne County Speedway. We'll be back, talk a little bit more about what's going on out there and what their plans are for this summer. He's got a full slate of racing. Might even give away some tickets and some raffle tickets, too, here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. We'll be back in a sec. Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I'm my guest across the way over there, David Parker. He's with the Wayne County Speedway, and I never really have understood. I didn't when you watch racing over the years. I never understood how the money worked for what the racers win. I mean, they're not in this for, this isn't really lucrative. They're in this basically for to have a lot of fun, but they do get paid some, right?
Some places they get paid some. A lot of them, we had a lot of racers there Saturday. They was blown away. They're like, you're paying us?
Really?
We're used to racing for just fun and little trophies.
So this is, there's like a percentage of what people on their entry fees that they get back to.
That's 80% of the entry.
Is that right?
Is what I'm paying back.
We'll go into the pot, into the purses.
Yeah, for each respective class.
Sure.
And then sometimes I'll get a business or a sponsor, and they'll want to put some money in, and they'll say, hey, here's you some cash, put this in a class, make it a little better. And
yeah. And you've had it once so far this summer.
Yeah.
You raced the other night, a couple of weeks ago, right? The 11th?
Yes, on the 11th.
Okay, and racing is coming up this Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
What made you choose the Saturday? Because the old boy in Belle Rive has the Friday nights? Or
that was a big thing. Yeah,
is that
we did
right?
not want to step on Phil's toes.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine, and he's a friend of Doug's. And
well, and he probably bringing cars, too, I suspect.
Yeah, I think he's going to come and race this weekend.
Oh, is that right?
He farms.
Uh-huh.
So he told me the last time we raced, he was so hot and tired and sweaty and stunk. By the time he got in, it was
almost 8 o'clock. That'd be perfect for going to race, though.
Yeah, yeah. But he is going to try to make it this year, this week.
How many races do you normally get? Or how many races are you looking for? What's your main goal?
A cart count?
Yeah.
I'd like to have at least 50 or 60.
We had
28 the first night,
okay.
Which... that was good
for first time,
for the first time out. Yeah, that was good. And what I'm doing is a mini series. Our first race, there wasn't any points awarded.
Okay.
It was just payback.
Yeah.
The rest of the races, there's actual points.
Basically, for a year-end title, I guess, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. The you usually draw a pill.
Okay.
You draw a number at the beginning of the night, so you, that gives you your starting lineup for your heat races. Well, we'll do that except for Champ Night. Champ Night, your total point accumulation is your pill draw.
It's going to be your pole position that night. Yeah. It's going to be the guy with the most points.
With the most points. So it's important to try to come to all the races.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of nights that's double points nights.
How about that?
That kind of helps the guys that missed one, you know.
But what, how many classes are you going to try to run?
Right now I have 15.
15 classes?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of races.
If everybody shows up in every class, that's a lot of races.
Yeah.
But I kept it variable. I think Saturday night we had seven classes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, that's even if you have only had 28 cars, four cars in a race, that's a pretty good race.
Yeah, yeah. And we had, there was a couple of classes that we had 10 in.
No kidding. Well, I mean, yeah, how many different, how many, if somebody, if, say I know a racer, how many races is he going to potentially run in the same night?
Oh, they can run as many as they want. There was a couple kids that, you know, they might run two or three different classes. They might bring three, four, five different carts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, how do you define the classes? Is it mainly for the size of engine or what?
They go by age, they go by weight, and they go by engine size.
Oh, really? How big an engine will be the biggest thing you'll usually get down there?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we are scheduled for is it's called a Bad Dog Outlaw, Division D.
Bad Dog Outlaw. See, now that's the thing. People probably don't realize Outlaw is a class in racing.
In racing.
Yeah.
150cc two-stroke or a overhead valve engine up to 400cc's.
That's a big engine.
Cart and driver has to weigh 400 pounds, or 390 pounds, excuse me.
What happened? No, they have to weigh at least that much?
At least that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I could race.
They have to weigh three. If they weigh 389, then they're underweight.
You got to have an old a bigger car. I see. Okay, I got it.
And our youngest class starts at 5 years old.
Now, hold on a second. You've got kids out there. Do you have some kids out there at 5 years old running? Five or six years old?
Yes, sir.
How many did you have the other night?
There was 2 6-year-olds the other night.
How fast? What kind of cars are they riding in?
They run a 5-horse Briggs or a 196cc clone engine. Now, I have no idea where the name clone come from. I don't know what that stands for.
It'd be the same as something else, I guess.
Back whenever I was racing, we all run 5-horse Briggs.
Yeah.
You know.
How fast will 5-horse Briggs go? I mean, that's like a lawnmower right there.
Well, you can build a 5-horse Briggs all the way up to 60-some horses.
Is that right?
If you put enough money in it.
Who are the kids? Do you remember?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know their names.
But that must have been a ball for a 6-year-old. For a 6 or 7 year old kid to be running in that,
my 8-year-old stepchild, he's already got the fever.
Is that right?
Yep.
You got him a car yet?
Well, not yet. But his mom and dad and I are talking about it, and
everybody's looking.
He won't let me forget it. We went and looked at five different frames the other night down at Phil's. We went down and watched his races Friday night.
Yeah.
As soon as we got out of the car, where's the carts at?
He wanted to see which cart he was going to pick. He was picking out a cart for himself, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Landon.
Landon, that's right. That's pretty cool. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so how fast do those cars, will they go with an 8-year-old kid, 7-year-old kid?
I'd say 30 to 50 mile an hour, depending on the gearing.
I'm glad I don't. I'm going to say, I don't know that I'd let my child. I don't have children. Let's put it that way.
Mom was a little hesitant.
I don't know if I'd let Bruce do that.
Yeah. Mom was a little hesitant whenever she had to make the decision.
Well, you see, now how old were you when you started?
Oh, I was probably 19.
Yeah, you would have been. Yeah, you wouldn't have started as a youngster like that.
Now, I think Dad kept that go-kart track kind of on the down low.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know it was there until I was 18 or 19 years old. And I go down there and look at the carts, and I'm like, how long you been here? And Phil said, oh, I think I got in here in the mid-70s.
And you could have been what, such a misspent youth, huh, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I probably wouldn't be here today if I had started any earlier.
Well, that's really cool. Okay, so you got age groups. What other age groups do you have? Or is it you have really small and then it goes up to open or what?
The rookie class is 5 to 8.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a junior 1 clone, which is 8 to 12. A junior 2 clone is 12 to 15. Super heavy, pro clone, predator, pro predator, outlaw lights, and the bad dog outlaws are all 15 and up.
Oh, okay. 15 and any age.
Then we have a special class that some tracks call it the goats. I thought that was a little disrespectful.
Old goats.
So I called it the elders.
That's nice of you.
That's for 50 years old and up.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so you running in that?
No, I'm not that old yet.
I was going to say, I'm not quite there either. But I'm
missing it by a year.
I was going to say, I thought you were pretty close. And I knew I was pretty close. I'm missing it by a year, too. And then the elders class. Do you have a bunch of folks who...
We didn't have anybody in that one.
No, now, kidding.
There was some guys there that was over 50 racing.
Yeah.
But they run one of the other classes.
Oh, okay. Well, they were – okay, I see. And this week it's your points race, and you're probably going to have you're certainly going to have the 80% payout to to everybody in addition to the points. What's a cost? It's a relatively fun, cheap entertainment, isn't it? What's it cost to get in?
Cost $8 to get in the gate.
Is that right?
That's in the grandstands. And then if you want on the sky porch, it's an extra $2.
What's the difference between the skyports and the grandstand?
Well, the grandstands are sitting on the bleachers.
Okay.
And the skyports is about, I'm going to guess, 20-some feet in the air. It's the same elevation as the scorekeepers in the tower.
Really?
There's 4 picnic tables up there.
No kidding.
You can go up there and sit on the picnic tables or stand and watch the races from up high.
Have you had, marketing it all to, like, parties or something like that to come down there and enjoy the races?
Not really, no.
That'd be something that I'm thinking you bring a bunch of folks to.
I hadn't really thought of it. If the radio station, if they would want to lease that sky porch for a minimal fee, you could all come out and, you know.
Hey, you're going to have to talk to your rep about
bring
that.
Bring some donuts and watermelon. And
start throwing donuts at people, huh?
We also have a deck that Doug built this to put more bleachers on for the Leffler race.
Okay.
That's about 4 foot off the ground. I'm going to guess it's close to 90 to 100 feet long.
Right.
About 9 foot deep. There's plenty of nice, solid, level places.
That's where folks can put their lawn chairs?
Put their lawn chairs, yep.
See, now that's pretty cool. And lawn chairs basically is the same. Would that be the same price as the grandstand admission,
yes.
I guess?
Yeah. A lot more comfortable than sitting on a bleacher.
Yeah. Because how many hours is your typical night run? I mean, if you get there early for the hot laps and stuff, or you could have a pretty good long night.
It could be 10:30, 11, 10, somewhere in there.
What was the last year? Not last year. A few years ago, they were running until like 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. Who was doing that?
That was the club when we had the modified midgets.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, it was longer than a couple years ago.
Was 10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, that was probably when they first started out, in between 92 and 97.
Right.
We
15 years ago.
We had a lot of cars. 20
years ago.
I mean, we'd have 40 to 50 sprint cars, 60 sprint cars a night, and it's a new track.
Yeah.
They tried really hard to cater to everybody, and they had a lot of dead time in between classes and long intermissions, and it just, you know.
You don't have that anymore.
And we try not to.
Yeah.
We try to run it through pretty smooth, and we don't want to rush the racers because we want to give them a chance to work on their carts and get out there and do good and race, but yet we don't want to waste a bunch of time to where the spectators get bored sitting in the grandstands.
Hey, when do these, I've got these raffle tickets here. When is the draw?
Either when we sell all the tickets or September 24th at the championship race.
Okay. Tell me about the go-kart raffle here. What are we going to win? What can you win?
It is a Predator 212 engine. Has a 15-month warranty.
Really?
They don't care what you do to it. You can bore it. You can cam it. You can modify that engine any way you want to, or you can keep it stock and put it on your lawnmowers, your tiller, water pump. Doesn't necessarily have to go on a go-kart. It's just a 6.5-horse engine. But the warranty is no hassle.
Oh, really?
You can take it back in 15 months because it's dirty, and they'll give you a new one.
Wow. Who's donated it?
Harbor Freight.
Okay, so...
I bought it. I bought it from Harbor Freight.
You bought it from Harvard Freight?
Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight. It's a 212 CC Predator engine. You want to give away some of these?
Yeah, we can give some away.
Give me a call, and I'll give you a we'll give you a go-kart race raffle ticket. Give you a raffle ticket for a go-kart engine. That's pretty good. That'll be all right for this 212 CC raffle, and they're going to give away the engine on September 24th. How many folks you think you're going to be able to? What's your goal? You said 40 or 50 cars. What's your goal for participants every week? You know, or every show. Do you think you'll have a hardcore crew that'll come in each time? Or
I think after our first race and all the compliments and everybody being satisfied and talking about it, I'm satisfied we're going to have at least 50 carts.
I guess let me rephrase the question. It's kind of a circuit. I mean, a go-kart circuit that you're trying to make sure you break into. Is that what it is?
Maybe. We're kind of testing the waters to see if it's worth doing next year.
Huh.
As of right now, the test has been good.
I mean,
the powers to be, Doug and Ross, has made several comments about, well, let's do this, and it'll be good for next year.
Well, you see, now that's the thing. You've got to, with there not being any racing out there on a regular basis for the last 1 year, 2 years, when's the last time they had a regular schedule out there?
Oh, it's been...
5 years?
Oh, probably pushing 7 to 8 years.
Is it that long?
The first year Doug owned it, he run two or three sprint car races with the big race. I mean, the big sprints. But after that, I think it's just been that one big race.
That's the thing, though, Dave. You got to get it going back again, don't you, to get people in the habit.
Got to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere. I'm talking with Dave Parker, Wayne County Speedway. And you can give us a call if you'd like and get a go-kart raffle ticket here at 842-3715. And I'll tell you what, I'll probably take the call off the air so I can write down addresses and phone numbers and that kind of thing. But this is the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Give me a call, and we'll give you some raffle tickets. And we'll be back with more with Dave after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390. I just gave away three different raffle tickets, three different happy folks, and for that engine. And we're going to be giving away racing entries, admissions all week long. I tell you what, you've given me another one here to give away, a season pass. You sure you want to give away a season pass there, Dave?
Yeah, why not?
Man, yeah, that's pretty cool. We're talking about the Wayne County Speedway. For if you don't know where it is, it's south of Wayne City. A lot of folks don't head south. They just kind of think they got to go to Mount Vernon. But you cross the tracks and head south of Wayne City there, halfway between. Would it be about halfway between the city and the interstate?
It's pretty well right on halfway.
What time the gates open for racing every other Saturday night or nearly that? Gates open at 3 o'clock. You got a pill draw. How early do the drivers start showing up?
On the 11th, our first driver got there about 1:45. He wanted a good pit spot.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
He was one of the guys that, I think he told me they have 16 carts at home in the shop.
Yeah.
And he runs all over the place.
Wow.
He'll be in Mississippi on our July 16th race. I think his son is third or fourth in his division points for the nation.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he going to try to be there this weekend?
Yes, he'll be there this weekend. They're serious racers.
That sounds like pretty serious business, at least for those guys. Yeah. Serious racing. Where are they from?
Oh, you should not have asked.
Where
me
do
that.
You draw from? Let's rephrase the question. Oh. About how far away will you get racers from? Southern Indiana, I guess.
There was
maybe?
Guys from on the other side of in between Henderson and Owensboro. There were some folks come down from up around Washington, Indiana. I had a brother and sister come down from Springfield, Illinois.
No kidding.
We opened up a new class, a stock appearing clone class.
Uh-huh.
That means it just has to look stock.
Really?
You can do anything to the engine you want. There's 14 or 15 of them coming up from Vienna this weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
14 or 15 different cars?
Yeah. Yeah, just for that class.
That's pretty cool.
I couldn't hardly say we're not going to run them.
Yeah, no, if you have somebody commit to bring up 14 cars.
I've had phone calls from Carters in Missouri wanting to come.
Yeah.
But my wife took care of all the registration. I really didn't look at all the details where they come from and stuff like
all
that.
All you did was saw license plates probably.
Mostly, yeah. I mean, I knew I was coming here today, but this is the first time I've ever done this, and I wasn't really thinking I ought to get all those records out and start looking.
No, you're doing fine. It sounds like a lot of fun putting the organizing part. Are you having fun doing it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, these are good people that you're talking to.
Yes, they're very good people. Very good people. They humbled me so much with all their compliments. And there was one post on Facebook that said this should be a premier go-kart track for
the United
States.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Where are other than the Bell Rive track, are there any other class, any other go-kart tracks in this area that
there's
people go?
There's one somewhere over around Belleville. Then there's SEMO Raceway down in Missouri.
Used to be one up in Highland, right?
I think so.
I went to racing there one night. And
I think they still run go-karts up at Charleston at Coles County Speedway.
Okay.
Then there's a couple over in Indiana.
What do they run over there, like the Hob, you know, the Hob House, or Hobstock has?
Hobstock?
Hobstock has racing too, don't they?
Well, yeah. I think
that's bigger, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quarter mile. They've got late models and sportsmen's, and they'll run the full-blown sprint cars, and World of Outlaws run over. I don't know if they run over there anymore, but they used to. Yeah, I miss them being over there.
I bet. How often did you go?
I'd go both times I was there a year.
That's kind of the thing. I mean, for you to get into this, you're not really getting into this as a, you know, this is not a a big money-making deal for either Doug Stringer or for you or any of this. Is a labor of love, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty well. I mean, if we just break even, we're happy.
Yeah.
You know, because the money, if we make any money, the majority of that money is going to go to pay the bills.
Sure.
Lights, water, electric, you know, things like that, the help. And the excess money, that's what this raffle's for, hopefully.
Yeah.
that money from that raffle is going to go into additional payback for these races. It's going to go right into the races.
Right into the purses, huh?
Yeah.
Who's the, can I get a hot dog? What's the concessionaire at the,
That is Little Buddy's Barbecue out of Wayne City, BJ and Misty Thompson.
Oh, is that right?
And actually, I don't think they had any hot dogs Saturday night.
Oh!
They had some top-notch barbecue. They had say,
if I've got barbecue on this.
Nachos, baked potatoes.
They come here and do the nacho thing. Yeah, they come here to the Fun Fest.
Yes, they do.
And
yeah.
They'll load that
They're
thing
They're very good people, and they have very good food.
They'll be here for they'll be at the track for the entire year, huh?
Yes. He has this one thing called a parfait, but there's no ice cream in it.
What is it? If it's no ice cream in a parfait.
Well, it looks to me like there's barbecue, mashed potatoes, corn, some beans, some cheese, some onions, just almost anything you would want or dream of in this parfait-style looking cup.
In a big old glass.
Yeah. And you. Everybody said they's wonderful. I didn't get a chance to get one. I bought a barbecue, but everybody said they's good.
Well, that's really.
It's like a meal in a cup.
That's pretty good. That sounds like a lot of fun. Like I said, we're talking about go-karts being back at the Wayne County Speedway. I did not realize that they didn't run go-karts out there ever for the past, whenever the other club took over, I guess.
Well, I put them on back in the late 90s, Bean Days.
Yeah.
Whenever I got on the Merchants Committee, I actually built a little track right in Wayne City where the Ball Diamonds were at the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Then they built the track out south of town, and they offered to let me use it out there. We'd done it a couple of years. It was a big success. I don't really know why we quit doing it. I don't know if it was insurance or lack of communication.
Yeah, one of those type of things, that just a breakdown.
It's one of them things that happens.
Just a breakdown. I see you got no racing in August. Is that for heat?
Heat and my scorekeeper. She scores the races at the Illinois State Fair, the DuQuoin State Fair, some big kart races up in Iowa, plus all the little city festivals going on and things like that.
What is involved? Well, what is involved in a scorekeeping a race like that? You just have to make sure you keep your eye on who's in first place
because I don't want to do it. I mean, you got because
you're basically trying to keep track of who's in what place coming around each time, right?
You have to know what order they cross that finish line every lap, because if a yellow comes out, say after lap four,
you got to get them right in the back.
You got to get them right back in. Whoever calls the yellow goes to the back. Well, if you don't get them right back the way they're supposed to be,
they'll let you know.
One of their family members and their friends are going to be saying, hey, my kid was supposed to be in third place, not fourth place.
How many laps are most of the races?
Our heat races are 10. The lesser mains are 15 or 12, and the main features are 15. Championship night, we go up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they're 12 for the heats, 15 for the lesser mains, and 20 for the features.
How much gas they use? I mean, you're looking at an eighth of a mile track, right?
Yes.
So
they don't use much.
They're driving a mile or two every night.
Back whenever I was racing, I didn't take any more than a gallon of fuel with me.
Yeah, there's no need to.
Run alcohol, and you use twice as much alcohol as you do gas, and most of these guys run gas.
Do you not race anymore?
No.
When's the last time you raced?
Let's see, 2010.
Why'd you get out of it?
Well, I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
The kids wanted me to do it, so I thought, well, you know, we'll get the sprint car out, and we'll just do it for fun, not get serious.
Well, that sounds like something you really can't do just for fun.
It's hard. They're cousin races.
Yeah.
He was just starting out, and I was getting ready to pass him, and I wanted to make darn sure I got around him and wave at him as I went by. And I slammed into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't really hurt me.
It jarred you?
Well, my arm, my hand gets a little tingly because it got wrapped up in the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And my doctor, because of my back, I've got a bad lower back.
Yeah.
She told me, she goes, you don't need to ride four-wheelers, dirt bikes.
You're done.
Dirt cars. No more.
Well,
so it's staying parked.
That's fine. Well, see, now that's the thing. The boy, you're one of the kids might end up.
Yeah, if he can control the go-kart. One of the guys Saturday night come and got him and said, hey, if they come and got me.
Yeah.
That boy wants to race our go-kart. We've got a helmet that'll fit him.
Is that right?
I said, you're going to have to go talk to his mom.
No kidding.
And he looked at me and said, why don't you talk to her? Well, Landon had already took off, and he was going to talk to mom.
Yeah.
So she let him in it. I was in the scoring tower doing the payout.
Yeah,
I didn't
you were busy.
I didn't get to watch, but I she did video it, and I seen it. And I agree with what I was told. He's a natural.
Is that right?
On a go-kart, yeah. He went out there and just...
You know, that's what people don't realize. We don't have a ton of show left. That's what people don't realize when you see the NASCAR drivers, when you see the upper-level drivers. They all got started real, real young.
Absolutely. And a lot of them started in go-karts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of these big-name drivers started in go-karts.
The guy who, I don't remember which race it was. I think it was like Charlotte or something a few weeks ago. He was like 21 years old. The guy who won the Indianapolis 500, the IndyCar, he started in California like at age 6.
Yeah, yeah.
And then moved to Europe, for crying out loud.
And he wins the Indy 500, and he was a rookie.
Yeah, wins the Indy 500. Well, that's pretty good. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Wayne County Speedway. Dave, thanks very much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you. I have one request.
Yeah, what's that?
My announcer.
Okay.
That I've got.
Yeah?
His daughter has a birthday that he has to attend on this race date.
Yeah.
And you're pretty good at that mic, Bruce. I need an announcer.
I'll think about it.
And I think everybody ought to call in all day and tell Bruce they want to hear him announce the races on Saturday.
Oh, you got me, Dave.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Thanks for listening, folks. The Bruce Dickey Show. We'll talk to y'all real soon. Have a great day.